I mentioned last week that the bracha mamavishena serves as the four bracha for this yihiratzayin that we say afterwards, which concludes with Baruch Ato Hashem Hagoymel Chasodim Toivim Liyamo Yisrael, which means blessed are you Hashem who bestows beneficent kindness upon his people Yisrael. Vihiratzim, yes. With the Vihiratzim. What?
Is it Bach with the Yisrael?
Yes. Which that Vav indicates the Vihiratzim is that its continuation to the Bracha. So the four Bracha is Hamavir Shein HaMeyeino Yisnu HaMeyafapoy. The four bracha is, we bless Hashem for removing the sleep from my eyes and the slumber from my eyelids. And the after bracha is the concluding bracha. Actually, it's not a four bracha and an after bracha. It's a beginning bracha and a concluding bracha. The beginning bracha is Amav Hashem, the concluding bracha is Agoyim El Chasod M'Tayvim Na'am Yisrael. So Tosfos, in the Masechta Brachos, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Tosfos asks, we have a rule that every bracha has to conclude me'en ha'psicha, has to be chasima me'en ha'psicha, meaning that the end bracha has to be similar to the beginning bracha. Here, they seem to be totally, they seem not to have any connection with one another. What does Hamav Hashena me'enai have to do with Hagam El Chasod M'Tayvim Le'am Yisrael? So Tosfos answers that this is also one of Hashem's chasodim, that Hashem removes the sleep from our eyes. We go to sleep very tired. And when we wake up, we're relaxed, we're refreshed. That is Hashem's chesed. So Hamav Hashena Me'enoi is thanking Hashem for his chasodim. So we begin with that, and we end with Hagoyim El Chasodim M'Tayvim Le'am Yisrael. It is considered Chasimah Me'en HaPsich. It's considered concluding in the same manner that we began. So it seems, according to Tosfos, that we could have used any of the brachas listed above as the beginning bracha for this V'yiratzayin, because they're all Chasdei Hashem. Mal v'sharumim, matir asurim, zakev kifufim, pekei achivrim, all those are Chasdei Hashem. Not just Hamav Hashena. So it happens to be Hamav Hashena is the last bracha, so we use that as the beginning bracha for the V'yiratzayin. And that is, it's considered Chasimim and Apsicha because it's a chesed. So there are many other answers that have been given to this kasha, and we will go through a few of them. The Tzloisa de Avram, the Chachanover, says, he brings the Gemara says that Hillel HaZaken was walking to the Beis HaMerchatz. He was walking to the bathhouse to bathe. And his Talmidim asked him, where are you going? So he answered, La'asos mitzvah. So they asked him, what mitzvah? So he said, Ligmol Chesed. I'm going to do an act of loving kindness. Who are you going to do a chesed with? So he said, I'm going to do a chesed with my balachsanya, with my host. Who's your host? So he said, my body is the host of my neshama. So my body is my host, and I need to wash, I need to go bathe my body, to do a chesed with my balach sanya. So we see that washing our body and making sure that it's presentable, especially to go, it's presentable to go daven, is considered a gemilas chesed. Ligmal chesed. The Gemara says, and we mentioned it last week, when do you make the bracha amavashena? Kimoshi ape. When you wash your face, you make the bracha amavashena. So says Chachanov, it works very well. The beginning bracha is amavashena me'enoi, which is gemilas chesed. So we conclude that the Rebbeinu Shleilam gives us this ability to do this gemilas chesed, to perform this gemilas chesed with our bodies and wash our faces. What? As a chiyuv, why should it be a chiyuv? Economic. It could be that could be a chiyuv isn't to do it as often as he was doing it. It could be it's more of a chesed to do it that. There actually is a rishon that learns that washing one's face every morning is a chiyuv, and that the bracha was established for that chiyuv of washing one's face. No, it's a chiyuv to take care of. One should call the chil Hashem there. Yeah. Rav Schwab, in the Sefer Mayim Beis HaShe'eva, says an unbelievable pshat. In this beginning bracha and end bracha and how it's all related. He first points out that we end here with the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaGoyim Al Chasodim Toivim Le'am Yisrael, He who bestows good kindness to His nation Yisrael. Is there bad kindness? What is? Why do we have to say? Obviously, chasadim is toivim. Should we say hagoyim lachasadim l'am Yisrael? Hagoyim lachasadim toivim l'am Yisrael. So Rav Schwab says that it says by Adam Arishon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mapil a tardema on Adam. Hashem brought a tardema, a deep sleep, on Adam HaRishon. And that's when he took Echad Matzaloisav, he took one of his ribs and made chava out of it. It never says anywhere in the Pasuk that Adam HaRishon woke up. So Rav Schwab concludes that Adam is still sleeping. That the human race is still asleep.
Except for the woman.
Huh?
Except for the woman.
So, meaning that if there isn't an effort, a specific effort on our part to wake up, then the default position of a human being is to sleep. It doesn't mean that we're actually sleeping, mamish. We're, what I call it, spiritually asleep. The default position of a human being is to be spiritually asleep. There needs to be an active effort to be awake, to be spiritually awake. It says by the Bris Bein Absarim and Parshas Lech Lecha, that when Hashem showed Avraham Avinu the Goliath, and Hashem showed Avraham Avinu all the exiles. It says in the Pasuk, Vahi Hashem Shlavoi, the sun set, V'tardema nafla al Avram, and a deep sleep fell on Avram, V'hine eima chashecha gedoyla nefeles alav, and behold, a dread, great darkness fell upon him. V'yom ala Avram, and Hashem said to Avram, Yateila yishinoki geri yazaracha v'retz lo'elohem. So the dread, great darkness that fell on Avram was even before Hashem told him about the Golus. Says Rav Schwab that part of the vision to Avram Avinu was Tardema, was that Yidden are going to be in a deep spiritual sleep. And that itself was the dread, great darkness that Avraham Avinu felt. That Klal Yisrael would be spiritually in a tardema. And this is what the Rambam is referring to, says Rav Schwab. When the Rambam says, we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Uru Yishenu Mishinaschem, wake up from your sleep, Meter Damaschem, the Rambam is referring to the tardema, to this deep sleep that we are all in by default. If we don't make a special effort to wake up, then we just sleep. We just spiritually sleep. And it's very possible that the common mitzvahs that we do by rote is done in our sleep. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're awake. It's when we make a conscious effort to be alive and awake spiritually, that's when we're awake. But otherwise, there's a tardema. That tardema that Hashem brought on Adam Rishon. The Rebbe of Meilich once said to his Talmidim that there is a world, an oilam called oilam atoyu, a world of emptiness. And in that world of emptiness, a person lives their life, meaning it's a world that a person can go to after 120. After a person passes away from this world, they can go to this world. And to them, to the person that's in that world, it seems as if his life is continuing. He doesn't even know that he has passed on. And he can live like that for hundreds and hundreds of years, not knowing that he's in Olam HaToyu. It's Olam Kimin Hagay Noyeg, a world that just goes on and goes on and goes on forever. A world of tardema. So his Talmidim asked, Rebbe, how do we know we're not in that world now? So Rebbe Meilich answered, because in that world, it would never dawn on you to ask that question. But that's what the world of tardema is. A world that we just live our lives for, because we live our lives. Without any conscious awakening. And when we hear that an earthquake happened in Nepal, we say, pass the popcorn. That is part of the tardema. There's like nothing affects us. We're in a deep sleep. Earthquakes can't even shake us awake. Says Rav Schwab that when the Rebbeinu Shlalem wants to awaken us, the Rebbeinu Shlalem has to, since these regular things don't wake us up, the earthquakes don't wake us up. The earthquakes in Nepal, that is, don't wake us up. Or other natural disasters, as they call them, when a shooting in Har Nov doesn't wake us up, then Chas V'Shalom, it has to hit closer to home. When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has to wake someone up from that tardema, unfortunately, it has to, Chas V'Shalom, come about in dreadful ways. That's the dreadness. That's the dreadful darkness that fell on Avraham Avinu when he realized that tardema. So he says, Rav Schwab, that when we're finally shaken awake, chas v'shalom, through a terrible tragedy, we have to make a bracha. Baruch ato Hashem, amav v'sheino me'eino yisnu me'af apoy. We have to thank Hashem for shaking us awake, for removing that tardema from our eyes, that slumber from our eyelids. And at that point, when we're finally awake, we need to say, Yiratan Mufanacha, I'm asking the Rabbi Nishalaylam, Shtagilainu Mitzvah Yisachah, Dabakainu Mitzvah Yisachah, keep us awake. Help us be common in your Torah and be connected to your mitzvah as well as we know the Chait. This is something that can be said when a Yid is awake. Well, of course, it can be said in our Tadema, we do it every day. But the real meaning of this tefillah is once we're shaken awake to ask the Rebbeinu Shlom to keep us awake. And if he keeps us awake, he won't have to bring upon us terrible tragedies to shake us awake. If we'll have the Targilenu Mitzvah Yisachah, Davikenu Mitzvah Yisachah, we won't need to be shaken awake through tragedy. So even though these tragedies are a chesed, it's a chesed to shake us awake, to give meaning to our lives, but it's not chasadim tovim. It's not good chasadim, it's bad chasadim. They're chasadim of tragedy. But after we ask the Rebbeinu Shlom, Yiratzon, Shtagileinu B'Sar Yisachah, V'Dabakeinu B'Mitzvah Yisachah, that you should keep us awake and allow us to be connected to your mitzvahs, then the Rebbeinu Shlom will be able to give us chasadim tovim. The final thing that we ask for, v'sigmaleinu chasadim tovim. You should only have to give us good chasadim, not bad chasadim. Baruch ato Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, ha-goyim al chasadim tovim le'am Yisrael. That's Rav Schwab's pshat in this bracha. Another understanding of the connection between the beginning bracha and concluding bracha, Hama V'Sheina and Hagoyim El Chasadim Tovim, I heard from Rav Schlesinger in Muncie. In the bracha of Hamapil, what some people say, it says in the bracha, Hussein, I should really look inside. Hussein, Chelki Besayd Asacha. Grant me my share in your title. What in the world is this doing in Berchas Hamapil? We're about to go to sleep. What are we asking for? Berachas Hamapil, grant me my share in your Torah. The Grotaka takes it out. But most nischois, in all sidurim, it says, "V'sein chalki b'sayr asacha." In Berachas Hamapa, what's it doing in Berachas Hamapa? The Tzlach explains that the emes, there's a big kasha. How is a person allowed to go to sleep? We have a mitzvah of a hagisa bo yom v'layla. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah day and night. What right do we have to go to sleep? A person's mevatel, a mitzvah saseh, by going to sleep at night. While you're sleeping and not learning, what right do we have to go to sleep? The answer is very obvious, that in order for us to have a relaxed mind, to be able to learn Torah properly, we need to go to sleep. So the whole purpose of sleeping is for v'sein chelki b'sayr asacha. The whole purpose of sleeping is grant me my portion in your Torah. That's my only excuse for going to sleep. So as soon as I say amavir sheino me'enoi, as soon as I wake up in the morning and the sleep is removed from my eyes and I'm actually relaxed and refreshed, the sleep accomplished what it was supposed to accomplish, the first thing I'm supposed to say after that is Yirotzen milfanecha shetargileinu v'sarasecha v'dabekeinu v'mitzvasecha. That's what I went to sleep for. So now when the sleep is finally removed from my eyes, now let me do what I'm supposed to do. Let me do what that sleep was supposed to accomplish. Now, one of the tremendous chassadim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does for us is that anything that we do as preparation for a mitzvah is also a mitzvah. So, the sleeping that we do in order to be able to clear our head so we can learn Torah with a refreshed mind, the eating that we do in order that we should be able to learn Torah and daven, we should have the koiches, we should have the appropriate strength to be able to do what we need to do, the work that we need to do in order to be able to support our family so that we can learn Torah, so we can support Torah. All of that, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam considers a mitzvah. So a person can sleep 8 hours a night and you don't have to punch out. You're still at work. You're still in your Avodas Hashem. It's still part of our Avodas Hashem. The schar a person gets for sleeping at night, if it is for the sake of v'sein chelki b'sayr asecha, since for the sake of v'sargileinu v'sarasecha v'davakeinu v'mitzvaysecha, the person gets schar for every minute of sleeping. It's considered part of the mitzvah. And the same thing with eating, the same thing is with working. It's all part of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam considers it all part of the chesed. That's what it says in the pasuk. B'chol d'rachecha da'eyu. And Hashem says, in all of your ways you shall know Him. Even when we're involved in all of our physical matters, since it's all a preparation for mitzvah, it's considered a mitzvah. That's a tremendous chesed from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to consider that all part of the mitzvah. And that is why, that is how the bracha that begins with Amavir Sheinu Me'enoi, which indicates that the whole sleep was for the sake of Torah, concludes with Hagayim V'chassadim Torah Me'am Yisrael. that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us, does with us this chesed, that he considers the sleep as part of the mitzvah as well. Rav Schlesinger brings the Echsam Sofer to the end of Parshas Re'eh. And the Pasuk, V'yisa Ach Sameach, that's written by Chag HaSukkos. You should be only happy. Chazal Darshan from this Pasuk, V'yisa Ach Sameach L'Rabois Leile Yontef Ha'achrayin Shal Chag L'Simcha. That it's coming to include the night of Shmini Atzeres, the nights of Shmini Atzeres, the Leile Yontav Achrein, the nights of Shmini Atzeres, that we should also be, that there's a mitzvah of Simcha then as well. Some Sefer asks, Ach, we know, wherever it says Ach on the Torah, it's a mitzvah, it's an exclusion, it's not an inclusion. Since when is Ach L'Rabois? Ach Sameach L'Rabois Leile Yontav Achrein. Ach is a miut, it's not a ribui. It's an exclusion, not an inclusion. Chassam Sofer says that we find that from Kriyas Yamsuf until Kabbalas HaTorah, which is the period which we stand right now, from Kriyas Yamsuf until Kabbalas HaTorah, there were 42 days. Right? Kriyas Yamsuf was on the seventh day from when they left Mitzrayim. From then, there were 42 days from Kriyas Yamsuf until Kabbalas HaTorah. 42 is the amount of days necessary for a Yid to go from the absolute Chol to Kodesh, from Mitzrayim to Kabbalas HaTorah. From Tumah to Tahara requires 42. And he says it has to do with the Shem Membeis, there's one of Hashem's name, which is Shem Membeis, which is the Rosh HaTevis of Ana B'Koyach. That's why we say during these days of Sfira, we say right after we count Sfira, we say Ana B'Koyach. Because that is the Shem, the Rosh HaTevis of Ana B'Koyach is Hashem's name of 42 letters. And that name of Hashem, each day from Kriyas Yamsuf till Kabbalas HaTorah corresponds to one of the letters of that of Hashem's name. Well, what is required is 42 days to go from Tumah to Tahara. Says the Chassam Sofer, when a Yid is going from Tumah to Tahara, a Yid only utilizes the time that they are involved in Kedusha, which are the days. The nights while they're sleeping, that's not counted as part of their Avodah. So that's why they need 42 days. But from Rosh Hashanah till Hashanah Rabbah, where those are going from holiness to holiness, there a Yid already understands that even our nights are holy too. Not just our days. Even when we're sleeping, it's also holy because we're preparing for V'sein Chelki V'sein Osecha. Something that a Yid coming out of Mitzrayim doesn't understand. But a Yid coming from Rosh Hashanah, going towards Hashanah Rabbah, understands that every minute, no matter what they're doing, as long as it's supporting their avodas Hashem, it's part of the mitzvah. So that's why, says Chassam Sofer, all you need is 21 days. Because you have the days and the nights. If 42 days is what you need from Tumah to Tahara, when you're not using the nights, so then when you are using the nights, you only need half time. half of 42 is 21. He says, and that's pshat in the pasuk where Yisah Ach Sameach. The Ach is 21. Ach is Aleph Chaf. But Yisah Ach Sameach, referring to these 21 days, Mikan. From here, Chazal learn that the Rabbi is Leile Yotav Achran. It's what is this coming to include? It's coming to include that the nights are also included in the Simcha. That even the nights where we're sleeping is also part of the Avodah. That is what Ach Sameach teaches us. The fact that it could, that instead of 42, it could be accomplished in 21, teaches us that how important the nights are as well. That's the Hagoyim al Chasodim Toivim, the Amo Yisrael. When there's an understanding that Hamavishenu Me'enoi Isnu Me'afapoi is for the sake of Shetagileni B'Soyra Secha V'Davakeni B'Mitzvay Secha. And I'd like to add that perhaps this was Moshe Rabbeinu's Kavana. The Gemara says that Kabbalah Satayra was supposed to be on the sixth day of Sivan. But Moshe Rabbeinu Hoisiv Yom Echad Midata. Moshe Rabbeinu added another day. And Kabbalah Satayra first transpired on Zion Sivan, the seventh day of Sivan. So Gemara asks, my Dorish, what did Moshe Rabbeinu darshan that provoked him to add another day? So the Gemara says that Hashem told Moshe, "V'kidashtem hayom u'mochar, you should sanctify today and tomorrow." So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ma mochar leiloy imoy, av hayom leiloy imoy." Hashem said, "Hayom u'mochar." Hashem said, "Hayom kavok." Today is like tomorrow. Tomorrow's night is together with the day. Today, the night was already. So we need to add another day so that there should be leiloy imoy. What Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to teach us is that if you're going to prepare for Kabbalah Satayra, you need to know what Torah is about. Torah is not just about the moment you're learning Torah. Torah is about sanctifying the mundane. That even our sleeping, even the Laila, is also part of your Torah learning. It's also part of the same Chelki B'Soyra Secha. That is how a Yid prepares for Kabbalah Satayra, with that understanding that it's not just the days, it's Leiloy Imoy. The night has to be part of that Avodah. And this perhaps is the reason why we find in the Gemara there's a machlokes, whether or not all the other Yomim Tovim, whether a person is allowed to sanctify the entire day Lashem, a person can devote the entire Yontif day for learning and davening, or is a person obligated to eat. So by all the other Yomim Tovim, there is a machlokes. But by Atzeres, says the Gemara, when it comes to Shavuos, Kula al memoidu de be'in enam lachem. Everybody agrees that you need lachem. That you need to eat and drink on Shavuos. You can't spend the entire day learning. And the kasha is Shavuos, out of all Yom Tovim, Shavuos, the day of Kabbalah HaTorah, that is the day a person should devote totally to Torah. The answer is no. A Yid needs to understand that Kabbalah Satayra is not just about the hours you're learning Torah. Kabbalah Satayra is about the time that we prepare for Kabbalah Satayra also. It's about the time of eating and drinking, the time of sleeping. That also is part of Kabbalah Satayra. So everyone agrees that on Shavuos you need lachem. Something that is essential to Kabbalah Satayra. It's inseparable. The purpose of Torah is to sanctify the mundane as well. And maybe this is why on Shavuos were up all night learning Torah to show that it's about sanctifying the nights. It's symbolic. Truthfully, we should be sleeping and being sanctifying the night through sleeping. But no one is going to get the message. The point is, by learning at night, we're showing that what Kabbalah Satoira is about is not just sanctifying the days, it's about sanctifying the nights too. It needs to be Leiloi Imoi. The night needs to be part of it also. Perhaps we can understand Pasuk in Parshas Balak. The first bracha that Bilam gave, he starts Kimerosh Tzurim Erenu Mikvoiz Ashurenu Hein Am Levodad Yishkoin, behold a nation who dwells alone, Uvagoyim Lo Yischashav, and is not counted among the nations. What's he saying? Behold, a nation that dwells alone is not reckoned among the nations. And then he continues, Mi mona far Yaakov, who has counted, who can count the dust of Yaakov, who misparas Reva Yisrael? And who can count Reva Yisrael? Rashi says that the Rebbeinu Shloilam judges every drop of semen that comes out between a husband and wife and declares whether it should be a chacham or a shoyte or a ashir or a ani. And that's what Bilam saw. What's the connection here? Rashi tells us the beginning of Parshas Balak that when Balak felt threatened by Klal Yisrael, he went to seek advice by the Ziknei Midian, by the elders of Midian, because Moshe Rabbeinu was in Midian for quite a while. So he knew that the Ziknei Midian know Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to know, what is the koyach of this nation? What is the power of this nation? And the Ziknei Midian said to Balak, Ein koychai ela bepeh. His power is with his mouth. So Balak went and hired Bilam, whose power was with his mouth, also in order to counter Moshe Rabbeinu. This, I believe, was Balak's terrible mistake. Ask any of the nations of the world, what is the power of Klal Yisrael? If they know anything about Klal Yisrael, right? They'll tell you, the power of Klal Yisrael is that we have a Torah. That they study Torah, they pray three times a day. That is what they see us being different than them. The fact that we eat and drink, the fact that we sleep, the fact that we do business, that we're equal to them. That there's no difference between us and them when it comes to that thing, those things. So it must be, why are we so special? It must be that we're special because we learn Torah and we daven. But it's a mistake, it's a terrible mistake. That is not our koyach. Our koyach is that everything else that we do is sanctified as well. That we learn in order, that we sleep in order to, for the sake of a saying chalki b'sayra secha. Right? That our sleep is for the sake of a sargileni b'sayra secha v'tabakeni b'mitzvay secha. That is what it's all for. And therefore we elevate gashmias. We elevate everything that we do. We are, when we eat and the goy eats, it's kerchoik mizrach mimarev, it's two ends of the world. For us it's an avoida, and for them it's fresh. So Ziknei Midian were wrong. They thought, of course, ain koy chayol bepeh. But of course it was wrong. So when Bilam came, thinking that he's going to be able to overcome them because that's his koyach too, all of a sudden, Bilam looks at Klal Yisrael, and he's able to see what their koyach is. And he says, Hein am levodod yishkoin. this nation dwells in something called Badad. Badad is an acronym. It's a Rosh Hashanah. It's called B'chol Drachecha Da'eyu. The Rebbe Nishlam says, you shall know me in all of your ways, in everything that we do. Their koyach is not bepes, says Bilam. Their koyach is in Badad. B'chol Drachecha Da'eyu, that's where they live. Uva goyim lo yischashav. You can't even compare them to the goyim at all. Not when they eat and they drink, not when they sleep. Nothing. They cannot be compared. Mi mona afar Yaakov. Who can evaluate the dust of Yaakov? Umispar esroi v'Yisrael. Even the most mundane thing that we do. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is there because it's a holy avoda. Everything that we do is an avoda. Right. But this bracha that we're talking about is very relevant to our Kabbalah Satayra that we are about to be mekabel to understand that the Shena, the sleep, is all about that our Kabbalah Satayra is not just about learning Torah. It's about making everything that we do Torahdik. And that's Hagoyim HaChasodim Toivim Le'am Yisrael. The tremendous chesed that Rebbeinu Shlomo does with us, that even when we do the mundane things that every human being needs to do, we get, Rebbeinu Shlomo gives us schar for that as if we're doing a mitzvah. Because that is our kavana. That's what we do it for. So Yerushalayim, we should all be zoiche to Kabbalah HaTorah B'Shleimus. We should be zoiche that every Yid should have all the lechem that they need in order to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo.